amusing thing was that she thought I was completely religious oriented, and I thought she was. That's funny. We both, in our first letters, that were full of Jesus and God, and all that, we thought. And it was such a relief to both of us to find out that this wasn't the case, that we weren't as religious as we thought.
When did we lose you all?
Oh, I gradually, the scales fell off my eyes. I gradually began to see the light. One of the main things that taught me to see the light was that Robin and Alan, they were still just engaged, but Molly and I, we met, we went right through and we were married, actually, in a registry office, of course, and Alan thought that wasn't good enough, and he wanted us to get married in a church, you see. And he had been telling me, even back when I was still in Germany, he was saying you should get baptized, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not sure that I'm ready for that. I felt that you had to have some kind of, you felt this was a spiritual awakening or something. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just go in and get baptized and say whatever it is without meaning it. I thought that was no good. And I said, I wasn't spiritually ready for this. And he was very impatient with me, didn't he, over that. You just go.
You just do it.
You just do it. You get baptized.
Ask no questions.
And the minister sort of says whatever he has to say, and that's all there is to it. And then, after we were married, he wanted us to get properly married. But it turned, I've learned then for the first time, that the church, the Anglican Church, the Church of England,
at that time,
wouldn't marry
her.
She had been divorced, you see, and that annoyed me. I got quite angry about that. I thought, gee, there's nothing wrong with her, morally or anything. There's no reason why she should be cursed out of the church. Why the hell should she? But they wouldn't. And he then was arranged with
the... And I mean, what a ridiculous thing, given that Henry VIII...
Yeah.
This is what I've always found extremely...
Yeah, but anyway, that annoyed me that this divorced woman couldn't. And he went to considerable lengths to get around this and make some kind of special dispensation. He was a minister.
Now, he knew a minister who would give us a sort of a backdoor blessing, but he couldn't go in the front door.
In the cow shed or something behind that we were...
In the
bed.
Yeah.
And I said, hell with that. And we had to go and have an interview with Ian Robin about it. And I told him, well, I said, no, we're not going to go and get married. And I said, if she can't go in and have a proper marriage in the church, well, that's it.
You said we're as much married.
Yeah, now as
only registered.
Yeah, but they didn't like that. That was a bit of a showdown. But it was from that time I began to think of how really two-faced some of it. Even years after that, I didn't suddenly lose all my interest in Christianity at that time. I gradually, after that, began to learn more and more. I was very naive, you see.
Mm.
I didn't know.
Well, you didn't have much background.
No, that's right. I didn't. Yeah. When I got to Nova Scotia, just a year ago, I realized that had I stayed in Nova Scotia, I would have been well and truly church, because there were very churchy people there. They all went
mainly Baptist.
I missed out on that. I'm very glad that I did. My father was a sort of a black sheep of the family, and he broken away from it. But his father, my grandfather, was a very churchy fellow. All the way back, they were Puritans. They were descended from the New England Massachusetts Puritans, who were very straight-laced and very strict and all that, you know. And I'm really glad that my father had broken free of it.
Yeah.
So. Mm.